Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Now let's say hello to our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Guys, I'm good. I hope you guys are recovering from last week's game, but
nope.
Better things ahead. Still struggling with it?
Yep. Yes, sir. And so I do believe better things are ahead because the schedule lightens up, and so yep. I think the Chiefs will take care of business against Washington, against Tennessee, and against the Giants, and then we'll see where they're at when they take on Green Bay. But talk us through this, because you told us Buffalo was going to win. We refused to listen to you. We put our heads in the sand, and now we've removed our heads wherever they were, and now we're listening to you, Adam Kaplan. Tell us what has gone wrong. Why are the Chiefs 2-3?
Well, defensively, we've talked about this all season. They just have not gotten the job done. Lack of pressure on the quarterback. Coverage on the back end has not been good enough. That's clearly one of the biggest issues of the football team, which is an ongoing issue, which may take a little bit of time to get corrected. And offensively, look, people don't want to believe it. Patrick Mahomes is not playing at the elite level. Is he playing very good? Yes. No, although he was not very good against the Bills. He's just, for whatever reason, he's moving a little bit too much when he shouldn't. Because he's so used to making the spectacular play. The Bills had him, and the Bills did a phenomenal job. They learned from their mistakes from last season when they lost twice to the Chiefs, and they did a great job. I was still surprised at home. They could only score 20 points, but look, you got to give the Bills credit. They're clearly the better football team right now. So they just did better execution. I think some of the mental errors they're having on defense, guys not being in the right spot. The Sorensen play on Knox, that can't happen. That's embarrassing. I mean, I understand it was more of a scramble drill, but you got to make that play. And we'll see if there are any lineup changes going forward on defense. Spags is a guy that every year I'm on with you and the defense is struggling. I always say he'll get the job done. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Although I think there's some of that, and there's clearly there's some issues in the secondary. They've been making a lot of mistakes all season. That's the thing that you worry about. Why has it been taking so long?
So now they take on a Washington football team that everybody in Kansas City kind of says, okay, this is a chance for the Chiefs to turn things around and get right. They've had a really, really tough start to the schedule in terms of the quality of opponents. Do you see it that way? I feel like it's always dangerous to overlook any team in the NFL, but what about this Washington football team? What kind of a challenge do they present?
Well, when you talk about challenges, first of all, the Washington's defense has probably been the biggest disappointment of the National Football League. They've got four former first-rounders on their D-line, and they've been awful. The word around the team is they've been playing a little bit too much of individual football up front. The back end, they've been poor. Their defense has been awful. Let's call it like it is. This is the regression that they've made is you don't see these type of regressions very much. Jack Del Rio is a veteran defense coordinator, pretty sharp guy, pretty good coach. They just have not gotten the job done. And offensively, they have Ryan Fitzpatrick being out. Taylor Heineke is a pretty athletic quarterback. Doesn't have a great arm, but he's a gamer. Receiver-wise, they're down at least two guys. It could be down three this week. They got two offensive linemen hurt. They're really struggling. Ron Rivera's patience, you could just tell, is wearing thin. They're a team that is not done clearly as well as they had hoped. I know they won the division with a losing record, but they're not playing well right now. It's been, I don't want to say it's been embarrassing, but it's been majorly disappointing, and it's going to be hard because the Chiefs come in, they play the Washington in D.C. this week, and they know they're reeling off of a bad loss. I mean, I got to think that the Chiefs come out smoking here against Washington.
So what are we looking at? Give us a score for Chiefs at Washington.
I'm going to go 30-20, Chiefs win.
Two-score victory for the Chiefs. We'll take it and get the Chiefs back to 500. Let's take a look at tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, the Buccaneers at the Eagles, Adam.
Yeah, the Eagles stole a game where, guys, last week against Tampa, they got handled for three quarters, and they just stole a game. The only lead they had was with about 2.5 minutes left. Tampa, look, offensively, they've been unstoppable. The one issue you have, both their starting corners are out, and we'll see if the Eagles take advantage of it. It's next to impossible to run against Tampa. So I expect this to be a throw fest here. The one thing to look at is Tom Brady's right thumb. He'll definitely start, but we're going to keep an eye on that because he's not getting the proper recovery because they're playing 3 days early. So we have to keep an eye on that tonight.
I saw that Brady's numbers on 3 days are incredible. Of course, it seems like his numbers are incredible in pretty much every way.
Yeah.
Let's assume he goes. Where do you see the Eagles being right now and where Jalen Hurts is in his progression?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts has been very up and down. There's no question about it. A great week one against Atlanta. Struggled last week. Dallas game was terrible. Chiefs game, he played well. He helped keep the team in it. He really, really did play well. So it's been kind of up and down, what you would expect from a guy that the Eagles took. They traded up in the second round. He should have gone in the third or fourth round. The Eagles are trying to evaluate him for the season to figure out if he's going to be their guy in 22 and beyond. So that a game like this tonight, look, you don't want to have to be in a throw fest with Brady. That's what you don't want. But the Eagles' defense also has been so up and down. That's the thing through these first 5 weeks around the National Football League. Chiefs, we talked about, Eagles and Washington. There's been a lot of variance in performances with these teams around 500 or below. They just cannot play consistent football. And I can't imagine the Eagles will win tonight. I think they'll lose by 10 or more. I just don't think that they could compete well enough at a high enough level, particularly defensively against Tampa.
Adam Kaplan's our guest. All right, let's roll through some of the marquee matchups we'll watch on Sunday. Oh, boy. Noon in Baltimore. Chargers at Ravens. Who you like here?
Love that game. I'll tell you what, that game last week against the Browns, the score was unexpected. The Browns had been playing so great defense this season. But look, the Chargers have been, I did pick them to be the wild card. I picked the Chiefs to win the AFC West. The Chiefs have shown already, the Chargers have shown already they could win on the road. The Ravens coming off an unbelievable win. You know, the Ravens are sort of living dangerously. They had that win, that gift win by the referees at Detroit where they got outplayed. They're on a short week, though. They are at home. The Chargers have shown me the ability to win. I'm going to pick the Chargers here in a small upset on the road. Because, look, they're not the Anthony Lynn coach team now where they would blow leads and so forth. They're pretty aggressive under head coach Brandon Staley.
Here's another terrific matchup. This is a 3:05 game. The undefeated Arizona Cardinals at the Cleveland Browns. What about Cardinals at Browns?
Yeah, and then Chandler Jones, the star pass rusher for the Cardinals, is on the COVID list, so we'll see if he's able to get off of it before the game. That definitely is a major concern. Kyler Murray has been terrific. He's certainly in the running for MVP. When you really look at it, though, Cleveland is a team that really they could look at the game against the Chiefs where they outplayed them an hour ahead. They should have won that game. They look at last week's game, very winnable game. Their defense, first bad defensive performance. I believe they're going to bounce back this week. But the problem is both of their top running backs are hurt. Their two DNs are dealing with injuries. They didn't practice yesterday. If Chubb plays and Myles Garrett plays, I will pick them to win the game.
So I love it when we have the games in England because it basically means you get football from like 8 o'clock in the morning all the way till like 10 o'clock at night, so it's great. But Dolphins-Jags.
No.
Isn't the idea supposed to be to try to sell this game to people in England? I don't know if this is exactly what we want to be putting out there, Adam.
Well, the funny thing is if you looked at all the primetime games and games that were not at the normal times, even the Atlanta Jets game last week in England, that was really good. I mean, I was surprised by that. But I get it, on paper. See, what you're banking on is Trevor Lawrence, rookie quarterback, and Dolphins have been so disappointing. Certainly one of my top five disappointments in the National Football League. Their defense has really been surprisingly bad. Did not really compete at a high enough level last week against the Bucs. They gave up over 40 points. But, yeah, I get your point. That's the thing. It's funny, though, the primetime schedule – just about every game has been really good. I mean,
yeah.
Who thought that Bengal-Jaguar game was pretty good over a week ago?
All right, here's a very interesting matchup for a number of reasons, Adam. It's an AFC West showdown, 3:25 in Denver. Raiders at Broncos, but
yeah.
The game is is not the biggest story. So I'd like to get your reaction to John Gruden resigning and where the Raiders are now. And what this does to the team, I mean, look, we know it's a situation that was unexpected, and when you lose your head coach five games into the season, that's got to be a huge distraction, especially how it's gone down. But I'd just like to get your reaction to everything that's happened this week and how it's going to affect the Raiders moving forward.
Yeah, with talking to a couple people from the Raiders the last 48 hours, like right after I talked to them right after Gruden gave his resignation and talking to texting with someone last night, they need this game to happen. I think they just want to move on. Rich Bisaccia, their interim head coach, is a guy who's really well-respected. Talking to people close to him, he's always wanted to be head coach. He didn't want it this way, though. Gruden brought him in. He's very close to Gruden. It's a very uncomfortable situation for the football team in terms of what they have to deal with. This is the good thing is this is a divisional rival. As they've talked about publicly and privately, they're still in it for the playoffs. They're only a game back of the AFC, in the AFC West, surely in the wild card race. They really need this game. And, you know, Derek Carr has not played well the last two games. He got off to a terrific start. Look, they're better. They're better than they were last season. The roster's better on defense. This is just I would never wish this on anyone. This is a very difficult situation for the Raiders to handle. You're going to learn a lot about their mental resolve and how Rich Bisaccia, you know, they're not saying this, but I know the way it works in the National Football League. If they make the playoffs with Rich Bisaccia, the special teams coach, as the interim, he's absolutely would get an interview, and it would not shock me if he became the head coach next year. So let's keep an eye on this, and this is one of the strangest stories in my 21 years of covering the National Football League I could ever remember. But it's not done yet. Who knows with these emails and who knows what gets leaked. But I wish the Raiders luck. This is a very tough situation.
There's been some at least buzz out there trying to link Eric Bieniemy with the Raiders eventually. Do you think that, when you hear that, what's your reaction?
Oh, it would be great. Eric would be a great hire because he has so much respect. He gets so much respect. And obviously he's a Super Bowl winner, a guy that's played in the league. I remember him many years ago, and also in Colorado. I believe a national champion. So, look, would be a great hire and a guy that obviously is going to be one of the top candidates once again.
We've all wanted him to get a head coaching job. I just don't think we want to see him be with the Raiders because then all of a sudden...
Yeah, in the same division, I know. It's true.
But, hey, he deserves a job. I think everybody agrees with that. The Sunday night game, you talked about good games. It's funny because these are two teams that are 2-3, so off to maybe disappointing starts, but have bigger aspirations than that, and the Seahawks and the Steelers. I'm assuming you're expecting a good game here, and just how do you see what both teams are kind of dealing with as far as their challenges right now, how important this game is for both of them?
Yeah, Geno Smith now takes over for Russell Wilson until Wilson gets cleared from his right middle finger surgery. I thought they did a good job after Wilson got hurt. They managed the game really well with Geno Smith, game throws that he can make. This guy's a true journeyman. It's going to be tough for him, no doubt, on the road here in his first start in many years. Remember, he was the Jets' starting quarterback at one point. And then you've got Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. They had a very good win last week, no question about it, against Denver. Their running game this is the best running game that they've had all season with Najee Harris. They've got to feel pretty good about this. They should absolutely win this game. You know, Seattle's defense, not only has their offense been a disappointment all season, their defense has been bad. They're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with their roster. I don't know if they need an overhaul. I know from talking to them, they don't believe in a rebuild. But remember, giving up those two first-round picks for Jamal Adams, I don't think that's really helped them grow their defense so far.
Adam, finally, Monday Night Football. It's the Bills at the Titans. Titans are 3-2, but they lost to the Jets. And now this four-game stretch for them, Bills, Chiefs, at Colts, and at Rams. This could they better sink or swim here. What are the Titans? Because I'm not going to pick them to beat the Bills, and then they'll host the Chiefs, so we'll see them up next. What about Tennessee and their 3-2 start?
Yeah, most injured team in the National Football League had 24 players on their injury report last Friday. And talking to them, the biggest issue they've had on offense is since mid-August, they've not been able to get all 11 starters to practice together in 1 week. It's someone's always hurt. They just had one of their top backup offensive linemen, Sombrilo, retire. A.J. Brown missed time. Julio Jones misses time. Their offensive linemen, some of these guys are hurt. That's been hard to deal with. Bud Dupree's barely played. Their big free agent pass rusher, outside linebacker. They've got changes in their secondary. It's a testament to them that they have a winning record. But obviously they're going to lose to Buffalo. Buffalo should have no problem beating them on Monday night. But they're in the, if you could argue, I mean, right now they're in the I think the worst division of football. And the Colts, look, the Colts should have won that game against the Ravens. That's a shame. They play the Texans. They could get right back in it. If the Colts win and the Titans lose, the Colts would be one game back, but they have to play the Titans one more time. They already lost to the Colts. The Colts already lost to the Titans earlier this season.
Adam, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
That's Adam Kaplan. Boy, if you're an NFL fan, I don't know why you're not listening to that segment. Or if you're listening to me say this, then you are, so.
Right.
Right.
And you're glad you listened to that.
Tell segment. NFL fans that you know to listen to that segment and get your mind right. You should probably listen to the podcast Sunday morning right before the game start, you know.
We got to listen to it pretty early because games start at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday.
The real games. The actual games that matter.
Some of us have fantasy players in this game. I don't. You don't really want many fantasy players.
What are you defending? What are you defending this game?
I don't know.
I did get up early to see the game on Sunday to see Cordarrelle Patterson.
I kind of like watching the rookie quarterbacks play, see how they develop. It's going to be fascinating to see which ones of these this rookie class, such a big rookie class of quarterbacks, which ones are going to come along, which ones aren't. It'll be interesting to see if Urban Meyer decides to stay in London, maybe getting some, you know.
If it comes down to some extra sleep or this game, I will rest easy.
You're not going to set the alarm for this one.
We will be back after. I will set the alarm for Gary Lezak.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to get to Gary relatively on time.
Yes.
And we'll see what he has to say with a full segment on Sports Radio 810 WHB.